Lovely.
Hi guys. The number one most emailed story at NPR.org right now is titled Eating a Lot of Meats Linked to a Number of Cancers. So a new medical study shows that consumption of red and processed meats leads to various cancers. They always knew there was a link between red meat and an increased risk of colon cancer. But now researchers at the National Cancer Institute, they talk to all of these folks, half a million men and women over the age of 50, and found out how much meat they ate and how often. And Patricia Naiman did the report, and we're actually going to play a little bit of that report, starting off with epidemiologist Amanda Cross, who led the eight-year study.
We followed them for up to 8 years, during which time we had just over 53,000 cancers diagnosed.
To analyze the relationship between meat eating and cancer, Cross divided people into five groups, from the biggest meat eaters down to those who ate the least amount of meat, including a few vegetarians. Red meat included all types of beef, pork, and lamb. Processed meats included cold cuts and luncheon meats, as well as sausages, bacon, and hot dogs, beef, as well as turkey hot dogs.
On a diet 2,000 calories a day, which is average for a man, the lowest category of red meat was equivalent to 3 thin slices of ham or less per day, and the highest category was approximately equivalent to 10 thin slices of ham or a quarter pounder or a small steak or a pork chop a day.
Cross found more cases of colon cancer among the big meat eaters, but she also found about the same increase in lung cancer with big meat eaters, as well as increases in cancers of the esophagus and liver. Among men, there was an increase in pancreatic cancer. Researchers speculate cancer results from several chemical compounds that are found in the meat itself, but also that develop during the process of cooking.
Compounds that are formed during high-temperature cooking techniques that have been shown to damage DNA in animal and in vitro studies.
Robin Curran is a dietitian at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. She says results from studies like this don't necessarily mean people should stay away from red meat altogether.
In general, we don't recommend necessarily excluding red meat from your diet unless it's a personal choice. It does have a lot of good attributes like iron and B vitamins, protein, and so forth, particularly if leaner meats are selected.
And if people do choose to eat red meat, Curran says they should avoid high-temperature cooking like barbecuing and pan frying, which cause the cell-damaging compounds to form. Grilling meat over a direct flame results in fat or meat juices dripping onto the hot fire, and that in turn creates flames that contain the harmful compounds as well. They can adhere to the surface of the food, and that can happen with chicken and turkey as well as red meat.
That's why we recommend, like, if you're barbecuing, say particularly chicken, for example, you want to maybe microwave it halfway cooked and then put it on the barbecue. You don't want to cook it the whole duration because that really increases the risk of these compounds forming, which are known carcinogens.
Now, if you do eat red meat, Curran says you should try to limit it to 8 to 11 ounces per week. That would be a total of about 3 hamburgers.
NPR's Patricia Naiman with one of the most depressing and most emailed stories on NPR's website. And that does it for this edition of The Most.